Hi, this is Giovanni. You've heard me on the radio for years, and now I want to invite you to listen to my new podcast on the iHeartRadio app. It's called The Art of Improvement. You can download it on the iHeartRadio app. We talk about entrepreneurship, improving your life, your career, and believing in yourself. One of my favorite quotes is from gold medalist Michael Phelps. There will be obstacles, there will be doubters, there will be mistakes, but with hard work, there are no limits. It's called The Art of Improvement. Download it now by Giovanni Murata.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations all over. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. Coming your way on a Monday. Oh, yeah. Motown Monday. Oh, looks like I called Brigitte Gabrielle by accident. Brigitte, I'm sorry. You know what, Karen? We'll have her on later. I just called her out of the blue.
Okay.
I was trying to call you on the Skype.
Oh, hello. Get it straight. Let's go.
Poor thing. I'm looking at her on my Skype, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? Wasn't very nice. By the way, we will have Brigitte Gabrielle on. Writing her a text apologizing for calling her live on the air. But it turns out we can do that. Now I see the person I was calling. There you are, Carrie. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
That is so weird. I'm looking at him thinking, is that the video from earlier? Why am I seeing Brigitte? Man, we've got a ton going on today, Carrie. There are so many things happening right now.
Oh, busy day.
It is hard not to cover everything. It was a very busy weekend, news-wise. And I wanted to jump right in. First of all, how'd your son do? Did he do okay?
He did good. He did very good. I'm very proud of him.
Now, he's a big boy. Now, what is he, JV?
He's a freshman.
And as big as he is, what is he, offensive or defensive?
Both. He's both. He plays both sides.
Wow. Not playing around, huh?
Mm-mm. No, sir. He's a big boy.
Were you all like, yeah, that's my son.
That's my baby. Yeah. I didn't say that. I didn't want to embarrass him like that. I was thinking it, though. He didn't get hurt, so I'm happy.
Well, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You don't want anybody getting hurt out there. That's the reason why I was not allowed to play football as a kid.
Really?
Being a musician, my mother was afraid that I would hurt my hands.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And I think she was afraid I would break my neck.
Yeah, that would not be good.
Turns out you need your hands and your neck.
You do, yes. Very important
But
thing.
Your son is doing it right. He's got a great coach for a dad, and he's going to be great. He's going to be perfect, and he's going to kick some ass and be in the NFL one day and buy mom a house.
Ooh, now that'd be nice. Yes, I'm all for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Cool.
We have that, which is good. Yes, we will have Brigitte Gabrielle, bottom of hour number two. She got a new book out called Rise. You can pre-order it now on Amazon. It's out actually on 9/11. And it's about Judeo-Christian values and about how we have to fight to keep them in the fore. We pretend like we don't know, you know, that they're whittling away, but we need to wake up and realize what's going on around us. So we'll see. We'll see. I want you to go and get the book. I mean, I say we'll see to see if we can actually put the brakes on the elimination of what got us here from our society. So we'll talk about that at length. Also, beginning of hour number two, I'm going to talk about a local story, a video that was made aware of yesterday of a local guy whose niece, I guess, moved here from Lebanon, and he tried to enroll her in Cornerstone Christian School. Turns out the young lady is a Muslim. She cannot go to Cornerstone Christian School, which has rules about you being a devout Christian to go to that school, which is 100% legal. It is not bigotry, racism. It's not bigotry. It's not. But this video, it was so odd to me to see this. Here's this dude, good looking guy. I don't know his name off the top of my head. I'm not going to publicize him anyway. And then there's this young lady. I guess she's high school age. Pretty young lady. There's a woman in the back seat videotaping the two of them talking, which was weird. And then there's a video being taken from a phone or a camera or something in front of them where he's explaining this whole horrible, disgusting ordeal. He can't believe it's happening in San Antonio, Texas. And I understand you tried to enroll a Muslim in a Christian school. I'm confused at what the controversy is. So I actually had to jump into, Carrie had to jump into that one.
I know you did.
Had to jump right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually invited the guy to come on today. He, I'll email you tomorrow. He never did. So I'm not surprised by that. But we'll get into that next hour. We'll certainly do that. But there is a lot going on today. I guess the president came out and he was honoring ICE and Border Patrol and all that.
Mm-hmm. He was.
He attacked Andrew Cuomo while he was at it because he can.
Mm-hmm. That's brilliant.
Rudy Giuliani over the weekend said truth is not truth.
Yeah. Heard a lot about that today. Yeah.
Did you watch that in context?
I did not.
Chuck Todd's a liar. Mm. Let me help you out with that. Chuck Todd, listen, my hair is nowhere near what it used to be. I can put up the picture of what it used to be, and it used to be beautiful. Mm. I used to want to date my hair. It was so hot.
Dude, that's weird.
It was my hair was awesome.
Really weird.
Do I need to find that picture and put it up on the screen?
Oh, I think you should.
I don't think I have it anywhere near this computer, so I probably can't
hair
right
you
now.
Had? Yeah.
Oh, it was jet black. It was
I
not
know.
Dyed. It was thick. It was wondrous. It was amazing.
Mm.
And then it got mad at me.
Oh, and it left.
It started hiding and turning gray and everything else. But anyway, so why did I bring up my hair?
Well, you're talking
That's
about
just weird.
I know.
Oh, Chuck Todd. He just holds it straightforward. What's the story with the Chuck Todd haircut?
I don't know.
Have you seen his head?
He needs a new style.
Chuck, be bald now. You Chuck, know, be bald. It's
hard
okay.
To do something.
Bald is beautiful. Bald is beautiful.
Yes.
Come on, Chuck. So, I mean, I don't know what he's doing with it. It's one of those things where they're combing it forward and just cutting around like what would it be a hairline, I think. And again, look, I used to have a lot more hair than I have right now. And in fact, I have a lot more hair now than I used to, but it's not on my head.
Yes, and we've talked about that.
We don't need to go there again.
No.
We're going to go there again or
no,
not going to go there?
Not on
we're
not Monday.
Go
no.
Are we going to go there?
Not up to it. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Can I say this? I work out a lot, so I took the clippers to my legs this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I just want to go here for Now, I'm an Italian man, so
Which
I'm
means,
olive.
Uh-huh. Yes, you're olive skin. It's beautiful skin.
Beautifully golden olive skin.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, when did Casper the Ghost possess my legs?
I don't know.
What
you need
the
to
hell
get
happened?
Out. You need to get some sun.
Holy crap, dude.
Yes.
You know, like when we talk about race relations and I say, you know, people say white as if we're white, like a piece of paper. My legs literally are.
Oh, yeah. Need to do
like, really?
About
what is that?
That
a whiteboard? I was stunned. No, my beautiful flowing black hair on my legs, of course, covers that usually.
Yeah.
And now that it took me 3 hours to get through it. I just a white dude. I mean, really white. Yeah. Like, holy crap, almost Kerry Lockie white.
Hey,
not quite.
Hey.
I'm not translucent like
is
the
that?
Lockies.
I'm not translucent. Look at a lovely skin color. I'm not pasty.
How about that?
I don't know that.
But we're going to talk about Chuck Todd and him making up the idea that Rudy Giuliani, in the middle of an interview, said, Chuck, truth is not truth. It didn't happen that way. It wasn't even close. Chuck Todd actually started it. He actually started it. And Giuliani says verifiable truth or different version of the truth. And somehow that turned into truth is not truth. He does literally say the words, truth is not truth.
Mm-hmm.
But he's having an argument with Haircut about the whole, you know, whether the president would be railroaded if he went and testified. So we'll talk about that, too. I want to start, though, with what might be my favorite story from over the weekend. This might have actually been Friday, to be honest with you. Sam, you didn't just send me the photo, did you?
I did.
Why? Why do you do these things?
It needed to be sent.
No. Do I have to show it?
Yes, you do.
Let me see if I'm going to show this photo. I don't think so. Yeah, by the way, only a few people watching on the live stream, so not many are going to see it even.
What is it?
And yes, I signed the picture.
No.
You always say, oh, did you sign the picture? Oh, Sam, really? I'm not going to show him that, am I?
Yes, you are. And you
Why is that so
it?
Damn funny? All right, here we go.
It's a picture of me, basically.
It's basically a picture of my daughter, Sam, with black, beautiful hair and a little bit more masculine. There I am from back in the day. And yes, I wrote, thanks for watching, Joe Parker.
Oh,
so there you go. Yes. And every stitch of that hair is mine, and that color is real.
Mm.
Man, we've aged. By we, I mean I have. That's 22 freaking years ago, if you can believe that.
Look a little different.
All right, so there you go. Thanks, Sam. I do the show to entertain Sam.
And a couple
So the story that jumps out at me over the weekend, Carrie, invariably you've heard this, and maybe you heard about it on Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say the nuts and bolts as reported by the Huffington Post, by RAISIS, very racist organization, ABC News, NBC News, CBS News, every single one of these outlets reported that ICE arrested a man who stopped for gas on his way to take his wife to deliver their baby at the hospital. Am I incorrect at all in how I just explained that?
No.
The headlines even today still say that. They still say it. A man was arrested by ICE because he stopped at a gas station on the way to take his wife, who basically was in labor, to go have a baby. This is disgusting and cruel, what these men did. Horrible, disgusting, cruel, and this is why ICE should be disbanded. This is what they'll have us believe. Now, of course, those aren't the facts of the case. Not even close. And as I go through, and as I try to figure out if these other outlets are going to fix it, I see even today, 3 days later, they haven't fixed it. They still have the same stupid headline. And the headline is that ICE arrests a man who stopped for gas on the way to take his wife to have a baby. Carrie, if you were reporting that story, is that how you would headline it?
No, I would not.
Well, why the hell not?
Because he was wanted for murder.
What? He was wanted for what?
Yes, murder.
You shut your face. That can't
be.
He's just taking his wife to have a baby.
Yeah, he's possibly a murderer.
It's nuts, man.
Yeah.
I want to find the ABC story before I hit a break. And then I've got Raisis has not changed its story. And it's just ridiculous. The ABC News story from August 18th, 2 days ago, Saturday. Surveillance photo shows ICE agents detaining a man in California stopped at a gas station who was bringing his pregnant wife to the hospital for the delivery of their baby. Of course, I responded to them, oops, your tweet forgot to mention he's wanted for murder in Mexico and it was a planned C-section. She wasn't in labor. Raisis, the racist organization that only looks out for people who are Hispanic in descent, doesn't care about anybody else, and they will lie to try to get their political points across. This is absolutely devastating. Another day, another horrifying article about the cruelty of at ICE.gov. Abolish ICE. No one is illegal. This is not how we should treat one another. Hashtag abolish ICE. The headline that they're highlighting, ICE detains man driving pregnant wife to deliver their baby. Joel Arana Lara was stopped at a San Bernardino gas station en route to a local hospital. Now, I've responded to them. I've responded to all the news outlets. Everybody else has as well on Twitter, and they've told the truth to these outlets. Raisis hasn't changed a word of the story, hasn't apologized for getting it wrong, has not said how happy they are that an alleged murderer of a Mexican person was taken into custody. They also haven't mentioned that it was a C-section, a planned C-section. She wasn't in labor. ABC still has the same headline on its website. There just don't seem to be many corrections on this story. And it makes you wonder, why all the faux outrage over the president attacking the media when stories like this can go for 2 and 3 days without being corrected? ICE didn't pull over some helpless scrub who's taken his wife who's going to about to drop the kid right there on the floor to the hospital. They didn't stop him. He stops at a gas station, so there wasn't a whole lot of urgency to get her to the hospital. And by the way, he's wanted for murder in Mexico. I'm guessing the murder of a Mexican person. I thought Raisis and all these outlets, you know, were really, really hot on helping out the Latino community. A little word to the wise. People living in Mexico and who are Mexican are Latino. They're not just Latino when they come here. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Carrie, I may have done a parody about that story.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I said I may have.
Which means
if
did.
If I did, I'll have it at the bottom of the hour. Actually, I'll have it when we come back from break. At the bottom of the hour, I've got Jen Psaki on. She is the Republican candidate taking on Ilhan Omar for District 5 in Minnesota. You know, the Somali refugee who hates Israel. And I guess it turns out she's for the genital mutilation of girls. That's what's being reported as well. And she might have married her brother. I don't know. That might have happened too. So we've got Jen Psaki, bottom of the hour. We'll have a PAGS parody when we come back. Your phone calls on this story about the media lying once again to make ICE look bad when ICE just did a great job taking a potential murderer off the streets on the Joe PAGS show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe PAGS show.
Great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe PAGS Show. 1-888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. So I saw these news stories over the weekend, Carrie, saying how cruel this was of ICE. This is cruel. This is horrible. This is cruel and horrible. It's horrible. It's so cruel that it's horrible.
Yeah.
What ICE has done. And what it turns out ICE did was ICE actually arrested a guy who was wanted for murder in Mexico. Murdering, one would assume, a Mexican. Don't have a lot of time, so I better get right to my PAGS parody. Don't be cruel. Oh, yes. Bring it. You who know that guy was found. Get some gasoline. You know what I'm saying? ICE then came around. Man, those guys are mean. So who grew? Very cruel, character. You arrest that dude. Can't believe they arrested a guy on the way to the hospital. Baby was on the way. C-section was planned. They made a pit stop, then ICE grabbed her, man. It's so cruel. It's horrible what they did. They picked up that dude. The media lied about it, like he'd done nothing wrong. Were they smoking a bong? Were they smoking a bong? So you said it quickly. Turns out he's wanted for murder down in Mexico. They took a bad guy off the streets. The media had to know. The outrage was faux outrage, Kerry. He'll now face the music. You can say bye-bye. They all lied. Lied their asses off. Oh, and the little lady wasn't in labor. She wasn't. The media acted like she'd have that kid right on the floor. Is that wrong? Media tool knew it wasn't true. Let's go. They just wanted us to believe racism was happening by the police. It's not cruel, it's not, to arrest that fool. No way. ICE is cool. They took out that fool. Bring it home, Paxi. I don't want that guy among us. It's our safety that I'm thinking of. Carrie, see what I did there? A little Elvis for you. A little something.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, see, it's not cruel to arrest that tool. I'm telling you, there are a bunch of lying liars. I think my favorite line has to be about her not, she wasn't in labor.
Labor, yeah.
Yes, well, yeah, I had to pronounce it the right way so it would rhyme correctly.
I gotcha.
So there you go. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. As usual, if you want to hear it again, let me know. Go to the Twitter because I've got an interview coming up with Jen Psaki. So just go to at Joe Talk Show on Twitter, at Joe Talk Show, or call 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. District 5 Republican candidate in Minnesota, Jen Psaki, up next on the Joe PAGS Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe PAGS.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, all the social media there, plus Newsmax TV. Glad to have you along for the ride. Really glad to have the Republican who was running. Jen, what district is it? The 5th Congressional District, right?
Affirmative of 5th Congressional District in Minnesota.
Okay, so Minnesota's 5th Congressional District. She is the Republican nominee. She's running for that seat that has been left vacant by Keith Ellison, the Democrat, also the vice chair of the Democrat National Committee. He also is now the guy who's the Democrat who's running for Attorney General. He's got enough trouble on his own. I'm not so sure he's going to be the AG. But Jen is running against, and I'll be honest, I don't live in Minnesota. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Do you?
I believe it's Ilhan Omar. Hope I'm not butchering that.
And again, I think that's what it is. Ilhan Omar, I wanted to make sure that you said it. She's a Somali refugee. She's the Democrat. The national media, Jen, has jumped all over this this race. First things first, if you don't mind, because we've got so many stations outside of Minnesota, too. Can you describe District 5 to me?
Yes, it's all of Minneapolis and some of our first-ring suburbs, including St. Louis Park, Crystal, Fridley, Columbia Heights, Richfield. And it's a very Democrat district. We haven't had a Republican congressional representative since 1962.
Wow. All right, so you decided to run for the office, Yeah, I think you've got a chance simply because the competition is very damaged when it comes to her history on Twitter and so on. And plus, there seems to be some honesty issues, too. But let's say that she was all above board. What made you think that you could take on this district knowing that it looks like what you just said it looks like?
Well, it's a very hard district, and I got into it originally to face off with Keith Ellison.
Right.
And I just wanted to be that voice for what I believe is a voice that hasn't been heard in our district for a long time. Being that Republican common sense voice. But now that she is my opponent, I believe that we really do have a real chance. She's to the left of Keith Ellison, and
right.
She has more extreme views than Keith ever has, or she's bringing those more to light.
Which is very interesting to me. Now, this is a district I'm imagining, and again, I don't live there, but we've been on now the great radio station 11:30 a.m. KTLK for a long time. So I know Minnesota. I get a lot of calls from your area and from your district. But is that sort of where all the Somali refugees have ended up, in that one district, or no?
Nope, it's actually have spread out. They started out in Minneapolis right by the Mississippi River in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they have moved out to both St. Cloud and Eden Prairie. And we do have a lot of great Somali refugees who do come here to really achieve the American dream.
Right.
But, you know, we do have some who are bringing scary ideas. And she, again, she's voting against protection against female genital mutilation. And there was a bill regarding insurance payout to terrorists. And she voted against, it was to prevent payout to terrorists.
Yeah.
And she voted against that in the Minnesota legislature.
And there's no really good excuse for that. It's Jen Zielinski. Jen, how do people find you online to go and help you support your campaign?
I'm at jenforus.com.
So it's J-E-N, the number 4US.com?
Yes, and you can also type in F-O-R if you completely forget.
Okay, so jenforus.com. Let's break down the Somali community a little bit more. I know that there are law-abiding Somalis. I know that there are law-abiding Muslims who love this country, love the American dream, and have no problem putting our Constitution before what some would want to see Sharia law. You can't have Sharia law in the Constitution. They're incompatible.
No.
This woman, however, seems to be a little bit different than that. She seems to be somebody who has no... Well, I know that she's somebody who has no problem attacking Jews on Twitter. It says that they've hypnotized the world and has a real problem with Jewish people and the state of Israel. That's not okay for me as an American, because Israel's our little brother in the Middle East, but she doesn't back away from that. She thinks that's perfectly fine. Plus, there's a question as to whether, and she's never really answered this very well, whether she married her brother. But more importantly, is when she divorced this person, whether or not he's her brother, I don't know, she claimed that she hadn't had any contact with him since 2011. We've got documented pictures on social media that she's hung out with this guy plenty since 2011. So she's not a truth teller either, if we believe the reports out there about this guy and her divorce. Can you use that to your advantage, or are you not going to use that to your advantage? What's the strategy to win a seat that you say is decidedly a left-leaning seat?
Well, we're going to reach out to Democrats who didn't vote for her. 70,000 Democrats voted against her in the primary last week.
Yeah.
So we're going to reach out to them and really figure out, you know, why didn't you? What's going on with her? And I'm hoping they come to terms and say, this woman is way more progressive. She is not what we represent as the Democrat Party. She has views that are way too radical. And we're going to take into account everything that has come to light, you know, including the marriage, whether she was married to somebody else at the same time, and then her brother, and this guy who she divorced and claimed she hadn't seen, and he's in pictures with her on social media.
Yeah.
You bet we are researching that, and I have people definitely looking into that and making sure we have all of that. And with Israel, it's scary because she was at a synagogue about a week before the primary, you know, saying how great, you know, she will support Israel to some extent, but she's proven that otherwise through her tweets.
Right.
And we even had that tweet put on people's cars. Somebody had put it down on everybody's cars at this synagogue, at this forum, to show this is who this person really is.
And by the way, she's never backed away from the tweet. She's never said, I didn't really mean it. Oh, I made a mistake. Oh, I love Israel now. What she said was, no, I really mean this. I don't mean them any harm. I just think they've hypnotized the world. What? So it's confusing to me. I think that's the right strategy. At the same time, let's pretend she doesn't have all that baggage. Now, I know that you need to use that because it's righteous to use that. We need to know who she is if she's going to represent the great city of Minneapolis and the surrounding areas. But let's say that she doesn't have that baggage. Why should people vote for you? What are the issues issues in that district that need to be brought to light that you think that you can handle better than she might?
Well, I think the issues that are facing our district are the same ones throughout our country, including immigration, education, and the economy. And again, she has a very leftist view of the economy. She even claims on her own website, you know, she wants to raise the national minimum wage to $15 an hour, and she wants to circulate more money into the economy, but she doesn't explain how. We've already seen this happen through Trump's tax cuts, and that's what I want to keep working on when I do to get to Congress, is common sense solutions that will help working families. Immigration is something that we do have to solve. She has come out saying she wants to abolish ICE, but has not given a solution to what to do or how to handle some of the problems ICE handles every single day.
Right. So it's Jen Zielinski. It's Jen for Us, J-E-N-F-O-R, or the number for us.com. Go there, support her candidacy. She's up against Omar is her last name. I'm not really sure how to pronounce her first name, who's the Democrat who is far left of Keith Ellison, and he was pretty radical with his friendship with Louis Farrakhan and so on. Jen, are you seeing any indications that there's a shot, that you've got a chance? Anything other than the Democrats that you've got to grab, and maybe you'll get all of them. Are there enough Republicans to push you over the top or not?
Well, we hope there are enough Republicans and enough moderates. In the past, there haven't been enough Republicans. We are the district where Donald Trump didn't do as well. He did worse than our congressional candidate 2 years ago in this district. So it really is going to be something that we do have to reach out to those who are moderate, who are Democrat, more moderate Democrat, and say, hey, I'm going to work for solutions. If I'm going to work with everybody in Congress, whether they're Democrat, Republican, whatever party, we're going to find everything that works for the people of Minnesota.
Are there going to be any debates? Do you know? Have you guys talked about that? Is that something you'd like to do?
I would love to debate her. We do have a forum coming up in October. I know that's a couple months out, but of course it'll go by fast.
Right.
But we will find other debates. Usually on Minnesota Public Radio hosts a debate between us and some of our local news stations. I'm sure we'll do that.
It's all very interesting to me. Somebody who, again, isn't there, although I'm on the air there every day. People around the country are very, very interested in this. There's likely to be, and there already has been, but there's likely to be even more outside of Minnesota money flooding into her campaign. Is that a concern for you, or do you see some outside Republican money potentially coming toward you?
I already have seen some outside Republican money coming my way just from doing a couple of newscasts and radio shows. But she is outspending me. She has raised so much, including from care organizations. She's definitely outspending me almost 100-1 at this point. So I would love to know where that money is coming from. We actually learned during this last Minnesota legislative session, she did take money from Minnesota universities while she was on committees that deal with education in Minnesota. So
she could take money from them to campaign?
Not to campaign. And I would have to look more into that. But she accepted money or gifts of money from some of our Minnesota universities, and she sits on committees that oversees some of the processes they go through. She's said she's going to pay that money back, but that's still a huge concern where she's taking money from.
That's a major concern. Follow up on that. Let us know how it goes. The website is JEN4US.com, Jen4Us.com. She's running for the 5th Congressional District out of Minnesota. It is a historically Democrat district. The Democrat, however, who's running is radically left of Keith Ellison, who already was ridiculously left in that seat. She's got major ethical issues. She's got major hate for Israel issues. And Jen, I wish you nothing but the best. Let's talk again. And once you get these debates going, let us know how that's going. And if you get any more information on the opponent that we haven't talked about already, make sure you let me know.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate you. We're back after this on the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Motown Monday. Glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks. The Joe Pag Show, along with Carrie Lockie, decided to show up today. Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. My pleasure.
How do you think that people are reacting to the parody, by the way?
I'm going to say I think they like it.
It's 100%. Mm. One guy said, do you ever get tired of hitting home runs?
Oh, wow. And your response was, no, I never get
tired
of hitting.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
That's strong, what I think. Big, strong man. Mm-hmm. Hit all the home runs I need.
Yeah.
We may or may not play that again later, but so far, can I just tell you? Not one.
Not one negative?
Thumbs down. Not one.
Wow.
Not one. All right. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. If you'd like to opine about, A, the ICE story. ICE dared arrest a suspected murderer. How dare they? That story where the media lied the entire weekend, and some organizations continue to lie, RISIS. We've got that. We also have the candidate, District 5 candidate, the Republican, Jen Psaki. Your thoughts on that? Do you think she really has a chance? You guys in Minneapolis, St. Paul, you know better. Does she have a chance? I mean, there are real issues with the Democrat in this race. She's a radical, and that's a problem. Also, the PAGS parody, your thoughts on that? We don't do it. Listen, we're not going to do anything else until I hear from AJ.
Big time Motown Joe PAGS. Hey, you know what? Just like Trump, keep hitting home runs, you do the same thing, AJ. The same
thanks, thing. I actually took on Elvis today. What was I thinking?
Oh, my God. Hey, real quick, you ought to do one with respect from Al Sharpton. He spelled respect wrong.
How did he spell it? I forget. He did. He spelled it wrong like a big idiot.
S-P-I something. I don't know how you did it.
Come on, man.
Hey, and then she probably needs the Trumpster to come in because they've been melted down in Minnesota, so she better get the Trumpster to get in there.
I hope he does. I think that he will if, in fact, it looks like she has a chance. And I think that this candidate is so damaged, this Democrat, with her background and her history and her hatred for Israel and who did she marry and who didn't she marry and did she lie or did she not lie. I think if the president thinks that Jen Psaki has a chance, I think he might show up.
I think so, too. Hey, and about that idiot Chuck Todd, you know, the truth when Giuliani was on there.
Yeah.
Big time Motown, me and you both know. You can tell the liberals the truth and smack them upside the head. Look how many years me and you've been smacking the liberals upside the head with the truth, and they still don't believe us. What will it take?
I don't know.
Truth is the truth, people.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. When you tell the truth, you got to understand. You got to research it after we tell you about it, and then you'll get it. But you know, don't beg on it. Them liberals ain't gonna do that. And I'm just trying to tell everybody, big time Motown, it's gonna be a red wave come November. I'm putting it.
I gotta
on
tell you, I hope so. Wave. You know, I saw a post by my friend and I think a guy you like too, Sheriff Clark, the other day. And his post was, mm-hmm. "There's an iceberg up ahead. Don't take it for granted. We still might hit the iceberg in November. We have to be serious about holding onto the House and holding onto the Senate. Republicans, conservatives, those who believe in traditional American values like you and me, we need to make sure we go and vote, AJ. People can't sit on their hands and think it's just going to happen. Can't do it.
Exactly. And like big time Mr. Trump president says, don't get complacent.
Yeah.
Come out and vote and let's get it done because, baby, this is the country right here. Because look at all that's going on, Motown.
Yeah.
Look at these people. What are they doing, Mo? We ain't never lived in a country like this thanks to that last 8 years of you-know-who. And, hey, we're going to do it. Don't worry about it. And keep the parodies going. And check out Al Sharpton when you get a chance.
I will do it.
Mamma-damma.
I will do it. All right, AJ. We love you, too. I love you. I think that AJ, Kerry, actually called me Mo for the first time ever there.
No, I missed that.
Let me tell you something, Mo. I think at one point he could, because you can't say big time O-Town Joe every time.
Sometimes
you got to break it down. Sometimes he calls me big time.
Mm-hmm.
Calls me big time a lot. Sometimes he calls me Motown.
Yeah.
At one point during that phone call, sure AJ called me Mo.
But you knew it was.
And I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take
AJ.
I will live up to that moniker.
Yes.
It's 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. Your thoughts on the parody? Your thoughts on ICE allegedly arresting a guy just for the hell of it because he was Hispanic and taking his wife to the hospital? Turns out he was wanted for murder and the wife was not in labor. But that's just brushed under the rug. Nobody apologizes for anything. They just keep on saying whatever they say. And also, I want to hear from you on this. Listen, it doesn't sound like it matters to you, but it does matter to you. Can somebody who has been open with a radical ideology take a seat in the great state of Minnesota? Or is it time that maybe you take a listen and see if the person on the other side makes any sense? 888-941-PAGS. Meantime, I've got to tell you about Superbeats. Superbeats is a great product. I use it every morning. They take, look, nitric oxide, we talk about this all the time. It increases your nitric oxide level in your blood system, right? But what is that? It's an atom of nitrogen and an atom of oxygen, and you get nitric oxide. It helps your circulation, keeps things moving. When you get tired as you get older, when you get fatigued quicker, when you can't keep up in the gym or even with your everyday activities, it's because your circulation is not doing what it's used to doing. You've got to perk it back up. Get that blood flow happening. Nitric oxide helps to make that happen. Superbeats by Human has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body Take a teaspoon of this every morning. It's going to help you with your cardiovascular health. Get a hold of them right now, 800-516-8389, or go to joelovesbeats.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. Again, Super Beats at 800-516-8389 or joelovesbeats.com. Do it right now. 888-941-PAGS is the phone number. Definitely want to hear from you. Don't touch that dial, because next hour we're going to come out and we're going to talk about this story in San Antonio, Texas. And it's a story of a young lady, volleyball player, wanting to go to school at a Christian school, and she was turned away for being Muslim, and people somehow think there was something wrong with what the school did. I'll have that story. I'll break it down completely for you, top of next hour. We've also got Brigitte Gabrielle next hour, too, at the bottom. Keep it here on the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also Newsmax TV, The Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Monday. Yeah, it's a Motown Monday. That's how we do. Carrie, what's going on? You good?
I'm fine. How are you?
Making it happen or what?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'm loving that your audio is about a second behind you today. I think it's
That's
awesome.
That's great.
Actually, your audio is ahead of you. Your face is a second behind.
Lovely.
So you're going to have to fake it somehow.
I don't think
like,
I can.
Make the facial movement and then
speak.
But like this. Hello.
Yeah, I can't see you, but I'm sure I know I'm doing that.
Audio people
in
Newsmax are going, don't do that, Pags. I have no idea what the hell you're doing. Hey, bottom of this hour is going to be Brigitte Gabrielle. She's got a brand new book out. It is called Rise. You can pre-order it right now, as a matter of fact. Rise, and then there's a subtitle, In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. So hopefully you'll go and get that. We've got a lot to get to, lots to talk about today. I did a Pags parody last hour called it Don't Be Cruel, because so many people in the media were claiming that ICE was cruel. Because they dared arrest a man. Carrie, do we know, was this man here illegally? I think so.
I believe so.
Yeah. So they arrested a man. Here's the scenario. He's driving his pregnant wife, or it was his wife, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think reported his wife, yes, to the hospital to deliver a child. They stop at the gas station on the way, so clearly it was urgent. And ICE arrested him at the gas station. All hell broke loose. The entirety of the left wing in this country started the hashtag abolish ICE, the racist organization RAISIS, on and on about how cruel this was, horrible this was, how mean this was. And ABC, NBC, CBS, Huffington Post, everybody, even Chief Art Acevedo, who I consider a friend, guy used to be the chief in Austin. He's now the chief in Houston. He is a guy who is a Democrat, as far as I can tell. And he and I don't agree on everything, but at least he has the gumption to come on my show. And he and I, again, we're good. Even he was talking about how wrong this was. And I even tweeted to him. I was like, Art, what are you doing? And he wrote back on the Twitter, Pags, the Huffington Post story did not have all the facts. It turns out this guy is wanted for murder in Mexico. And by the way, the woman wasn't in labor. She wasn't going to give birth any second. They were going for a planned C-section at the hospital. So is it righteous to pick up an alleged murderer, even if he's taking his wife to the hospital to have a baby? Of course it's righteous. Ask the Mexican authorities. ICE doesn't automatically know who Mexico has a warrant for or who wants. ICE was actually helping Mexico. I thought RAISIS wanted to help people from Mexico. I thought these left-wing organizations all wanted to help the poor, impoverished people of Mexico have a better life. Well, they're going to have a better life if you get an alleged murderer off the street. ICE should be held up on high. Now, listen, people screw stuff up, right? I get that. People make mistakes. I mean, I don't. Carrie, quite often. But I mean, I don't.
Come on, now.
If you made a mistake with the story, which either you did or you kept the facts out of it so that it made it look worse than it was, correct it. Why is it asking a lot? Correct it. fix it. Raisis has not changed the story on the website. ABC News still has that headline that ICE arrests man taking wife to hospital. And they leave out the most important part. I should be applauded and heralded today for doing something great for the Mexican people today and for the American people in San Bernardino because you get an alleged murderer off the streets. They did the right thing. So I did a song, Don't Be Cruel, and a little something, some little parody. I'll probably play it next hour, probably not again this hour. Everybody loves the parody. They love the song. They love the parody. They love how it went. They love the entire thing, except one guy. Love You Like a Brother. That parody sucked. Everybody else, Kerry.
Well, I've seen on Twitter.
And by the way, that guy's name was Kerry Lockie.
Oh, no. Yes. I didn't say anything bad about it.
Am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
I'm not making it up. The response is like, holy crap, that was amazing.
People love it.
Now, watching your face as I played it, you looked annoyed. Can I be honest? You looked annoyed.
Annoyed? No.
And I think that probably is a service of the fact that you're at work. When you're at work, you kind of look annoyed.
Well, sometimes I do.
That may be what was going on. Yeah. All right. So we'll circle back to that next hour. Bottom of this hour will be Brigitte Gabrielle. I want to give you a story from right here in San Antonio. My show is based in San Antonio. We love being seen internationally. We love being seen worldwide. We love being heard everywhere in this country and well beyond. But we're based in San Antonio. And as a guy in San Antonio, I don't know his name off the top of my head. I don't have the story open in front of me. But he posts a video. It's him sitting in his car. In the back seat is a woman. I don't know who she is to him. And the guy's probably around my age, I guess, maybe a little younger. And sitting in the passenger seat next to him is a young lady in her teens, high school age. And he tells a story. And he's like, the post is, please, friends, share this. This is horrible. I can't believe it happened in San Antonio. I can't believe it. And he's going on and on about how she is newly to this area. And she came from Lebanon. Now, she later in the video says that she's an American citizen and she was born here and blah, blah, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. She's here legally. I don't care if she's a citizen. Not as it doesn't matter. But they're shopping around for schools. They wanted to put her in a private school. And I'm like, cool. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Put her in a private school. Turns out she plays volleyball. And I guess she's very good. And they took her to Cornerstone. They walked her around. I guess she showed that she's a good enough volleyball player. They were very interested in her going there. And one of the last things they ask is, are you a Christian? And she says, no, I'm a Muslim. And they said, oh, that's too bad. You can't go here. That's really too bad. Listen, we wish you the best of luck. And this guy thinks that's bigotry. So much so that like 60, 70, 80,000 views of this dumb video now. He thinks it's somehow bigotry. Let me say the name of the school again. It's Cornerstone Christian School. Now, it's run by the Hagee family, Hagee Ministries. I am unabashedly friends with the Hagees. I think the Hagee family rocks. I think they put San Antonio on the map in a very positive fashion and a very positive light. I'm confused about his confusion or his reaction, and the girl's reaction is the same. It's a Christian school for Christian children. On the very website, it says, to enroll here, you must have a parent who is a Christian. You must be taking Christian studies. This school is for Christians. Now, if you're not, the girl says, well, I'm happy to take Christian studies, but I'm a Muslim. They say, well, that's not enough. I mean, I'm confused. It's a Christian school for Christian students, well within our rights to have this private institution and to say that you can't go here. And the faux outrage by so-called Christians on this thread on Facebook, and again, this has gained national attention now for a couple of reasons. A, the guy's a good-looking guy. I think he's a model or something. The young lady's a very good-looking young lady, and the woman in the back seat, for some reason, is videotaping the whole thing on her phone while they're videotaping it on the phone in front. So the whole thing is very odd. But they're not bad-looking people, and it turns out in this day and age, if you're a good-looking person, suddenly you are more intelligent and you matter. Just take a look at this, you know, Ocasio-Cortez woman. Just take a look at this person in District 5 in Minnesota. You happen to be cute and young or something like that, good-looking person, suddenly, you know, you're the smartest person. Look at Barack Obama, good-looking dude. Horrible president, but good-looking dude. So he got to get away with just about anything he wanted to do. All right, let's get back to this. So I'm made aware of this thread. I'm made aware of this video. And I jump on the video. I'm like, okay. Can I or can I not walk into a mosque, sit down at the time of prayer, stand up as the imam is speaking, and say, hey, just to let you know, I'm Joe, I'm a Christian, I just want to read a couple of passages out of the New Testament. Can I or can I not do that? Well, the answer is, of course, I can't do that. Can I go to temple and do the same thing? Or maybe bring a Quran into the temple and say, hey, just want to read some of Muhammad's writings. Can I? Anybody have a problem with that here in the temple? Of course they would. And they have every right to have a problem with that. There's nothing wrong with saying this school is for Christians. There are plenty of other opportunities for this young lady to go to school. Plenty of opportunities for her to go and learn in a private setting that isn't a Christian school. In fact, there are some Christian schools in the San Antonio area that don't have the requirement that you're a Christian. And they accept other people. By the way, the Hagee family, Hagee Ministries and Cornerstone Church, has done more for Israel than any other family or church I can think of off the top of my head. They've also got CUFI, which is Christians United for Israel. Guess who they've also turned away from going to school at Cornerstone Christian School? Jewish people. And you know why? Because it's a school, I don't know if I mentioned this, it's a school for Christians to learn more about their faith. And the requirements are simple, and they're on the website. One parent has to be a Christian, at least. You need a letter from your pastor saying that you have a want, a desire to learn more about your Christian faith. Not just say, I'll go and I'll learn about Christianity, but I'm still a Muslim when I go home. And the school responded correctly saying, hey, we thought it would be bad for the student, as we've turned other people away as well, to learn one thing in school and go home and have a completely different value system. It doesn't make any sense. Why would she go home and be a Muslim and then learn about Christianity in this school when she has no intention of being a Christian? We're confusing the person, nothing else. But there are people in this city, San Antonio. Hey, Carrie, what does San Antonio mean in Spanish? I forget.
What does San Antonio mean in Spanish?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know.
Polo?
No.
It's St. Anthony. It means St. Anthony. That's what it means. The city is named after a Christian saint. And this guy is beside himself that in a city named after a Christian saint, at a Christian school, they require you be Christian. The nuttiness of this whole story makes my face hurt. And I guess less than him, look, I get his faux outrage. Now he's been educated. Hopefully he understands. Hopefully the teenager understands now. I would never try to push for my Christian children to go to an Islamic madrasa. I wouldn't do it. But the outrage by the so-called Christians on this thread blew my mind. As a Christian, I find this bigoted. As a Christian, I find this deplorable. As a Christian, I find this to be outside of our value system. I thought as Christians, we were supposed to be tolerant and accepting. What? Actually, when you didn't adhere to Jesus's teachings, he had a fit. Remember when he showed up at the temple and they were all gambling? He had a fit. He overturned the tables. He wasn't passive and accepting. Oh, that's okay. You guys believe that this is okay at the temple, and I don't, but that's cool. We're tolerant and accepting. Nope, he's not. You're a Christian. You follow Christ. Christ has rules. Christianity has rules. And there's nothing wrong with that. Not even for a second. So I don't get the faux outrage. Look, if you guys have a different take, I'd love to hear from you. Now, this guy who put up the video, I challenged him to email me, and I gave him my email address, and to come on the show today, and let's talk about it. He said, absolutely, I'll email you tomorrow. He never did. I've never heard from the guy. He probably figured out who I am now, because I was on there on my personal account. But some of these faux Christians that were on there pretending like, oh, well, you're just a bad guy, and you just like to do rants on the radio. No, I like to speak the truth. And in this country, if you're a private school, you're allowed to have rules and regulations as to who goes there. It's a Christian school, and it's 100% legal. One alleged Christian said, you should sue them. You'll win. On what grounds? It's dumb. Go to a school where it's okay to be any faith or a school that's specifically for Muslims. There's nothing wrong with that. But this is the kind of fake outrage that Brigitte Gabrielle is going to talk about at the bottom of the hour as well, how we, for some reason, are allowing ourselves in a Judeo-Christian society to be pushed around as if we have to be the tolerant ones and everybody else coming in can adhere to their religions and their beliefs, and if we don't accept it, we're the bad guys. That's dumb. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. JoePags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks. It is the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-PAGS. I probably shouldn't have let it out of the bag that it's named for St. Anthony. That means that Ron Nirenberg, the mayor of this city, and other idiots on the city council will try to change it now. Should probably change it to, like, Cesar Chavez City or something. All right, so bottom line is this. If you want to run a Christian school, you can. If you want to run a Jewish school, you can. You want to run a Muslim school, you can. You want to run a private school, and these, it's only for people who play an instrument, you can. You're allowed. And the idea that somebody thinks that's bigoted, well, that's dumb. And hopefully that person will be educated. He clearly was afraid to come on the program, or else he would have responded. And he actually said he was gonna, but he never did. Again, what bothers me more is those who claim to be Christians, and then they think Christianity means acceptance, tolerance, rolling over, forgetting your value system to make others feel good about their value system. And that doesn't make sense. Nobody but nobody asks Muslims to do that. Nobody does. Very few ask Jews to do that, except, of course, the Muslims are asking the Jews to do that. Nobody asks atheists to change their ideology that there is nothing above them. They're so arrogant to think there's no higher power. Nobody's telling them you must believe in something. Yet, when it comes to Christianity, people really think that Christianity only means love everybody, accept everybody, tolerate everybody, and if they don't do what your religion believes, just turn a blind eye to it, everything's fine. That's not true. You must not have studied about Jesus Christ, you know, the guy they named Christianity after. So, if you're under the impression that you can send your kid to any place you want to and tell the place, sorry, you have to adhere to my beliefs, you've got a bit of an awakening happening. 888-941-PAGS, bottom of the hour, it's going to be Brigitte Gabrielle about her new book called Rise, and you're definitely going to want to hear that. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello and welcome to Mark, who is in Minnesota. Mark, what's up?
Not much of a segue into my topic, because it's kind of changed a few times since then, but I was calling about that Omar that you're talking about.
Yeah, running for District 5 in Minnesota, right.
Right. Well, the last person that was there is Ellison, so
right.
It doesn't really say much about the electorate in that district.
Yeah, she's even far left of Ellison.
Not too far, though. He's a lot more than people think.
Okay.
He has some science of Farrakhan and stuff, too. And
he does.
And then what's even more scary is the fact that, you know, usually, like, if you're going to, you don't usually go, you know, give up your seat to get a state seat like he's doing for the attorney general.
Right.
You know, and, I think he has some hidden motives for that.
All right, Mark, I appreciate you. I mean, it could be me, but Mark sounded like he was on the treadmill. Let me go to Rick, who's in Colorado. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. Love your show. I've been listening to it for a number of years.
Thank you. Less than a minute, unfortunately. Let's make it happen.
All right, I'll make it very quick. And you're talking about this Christian school. I think it's their duty under Christ to invite everybody to come in so that they can give the knowledge and the light of Christ and explain it to them. If the person who comes in is a Muslim and wants to create problems, then I guess you should be disinvited to come here. It should be the point of Christianity and the school to spread the word and the light of Christ to these people. But if they want to, you know, do it as a marketing campaign to, you know, diss Christianity and promote Muslims, then I see it, there's an issue.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by that, but Rick, I appreciate you. It is that, certainly in Christianity, you use the sword of the word, the shield of faith, all of that stuff. I get that. But if somebody says, I'm a Muslim, but I still want to go to your school, I'm not sure I see what you mean. If they say, I'm a Muslim, I want you to convert me and teach me about Christianity because I want to be one, then I get it. Brigitte Gabrielle, when we come back, stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag.
Great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, all the social media there, plus Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pag Show. So glad to have back up my good friend from ActForAmerica.org. Make sure you go there, Brigitte Gabrielle, also a great author. Brigitte, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you. I'm delighted to be back with you.
I'm always so proud to have you on my program. You've got a brand new book that is coming out on 9/11, although people can go and pre-order it now on Amazon.com. It's called Rise, In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. This is such an important book because I believe that we live in a time where those who follow Judeo-Christian values, those who are Christian even more specifically, are basically being told, say you're Christian, but don't act like it. And if you act like it, you're a bigot. Am I following it right?
You are following it right. And look, Judeo-Christian values are the bedrock of Western civilization.
Yeah.
Whether you are a church-going person or not, you don't even have to be religious. Look, in America today, we raise our children, Johnny, do not kill, do not steal, do not lie. Those are, treat others the way you want to be treated. These are Judeo-Christian principles, even if you don't go to church.
Right.
And right now, we are seeing those values being eroded, being attacked in our country. The flag, which was, you know, people used to stand up, with, at least used to stand up with pride and tears in their eyes for the flag and the national anthem. Today, they kneel in disgust and resentment. You can't even say Merry Christmas. People look at you, give you a dirty look.
Right.
In our schools, it's now winter break or spring break instead of Easter and Christmas. We look at the freedom of speech, what's happening to our freedom of speech. One of the hallmark of what makes our civilization work so well and what made America great is our ability to come together and reason together, to debate ideas, to discuss ideas. And you know what? We may learn a thing or two from each other, and if we disagree, we agree to disagree. That is gone right now. If you disagree with the left, you are a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, an Islamophobe, a xenophobe, whatever other phobe they slap at you, you know. It's unacceptable, and this is why Americans must come together now while we can still speak up and work together and rise in defense of our security, our liberty, and our values.
I want you to pre-order this book right now on Amazon. So important, this book. It's Rise, In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Brigitte, how did we get here? Is it as simple as we took the Bible out of school and somehow we thought that was constitutionally correct to not have the Bible in school?
It's not only taking the Bible out of school. I mean, you can have complete separation between church and state, and I am all for the separation between church and state. I don't want to mix the two together. I can teach my children about my Christianity at home, and a Muslim parent can teach their children about their Islamic religion at home. But that should not be used in the classroom.
Yeah.
However, we are a nation founded on Judeo-Christian values and principles. We want to be able in our nation to be able to exercise our freedom, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom of expression, and every other freedom given to us in our country without being attacked for doing so. And right now, we are losing those freedoms.
The name of the book is Rise, In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. And again, I urge you, get over to Amazon and get this book. I'll make sure that I link to it after the interview. You know, as you're talking about this, you're talking about not killing and not stealing and not, you know, committing adultery, whatever. As we act like these are our values, when you ask somebody who is confused about where they came from, they'll say, well, from the universe, or they come from just human feelings and human righteousness. No, BS. They came from the Magna Carta. They came from the Ten Commandments. They came from Judeo-Christian, you know, founding of this country and other countries around the globe. How is it that people have been so easily convinced that it wasn't about these feelings?
You're breaking up. I didn't hear you. You completely.
No, it's okay. No, yeah, I'll just finish it. How did we get to a place to where people started believing that it was the universe somehow that did this, and they're ignoring the fact that they're actually the foundation of Judeo-Christian beliefs?
Well, here is the thing. People like us, people who are America-loving, flag-waving, veteran-respecting, police officer-honoring, our founding father-respecting and cherishing people that love this country, have sat on the sideline for too long. We vote, we listen to talk radio, we watch television, we are informed, we are educated. And when we used to hear crazy things, we used to shake our head and say, these leftists are just losing their mind. They're just spoiled brat. They're, you know, whether it was the environmentalist who completely all of a sudden they're a Goliath dictating laws in our country or anything else. People like us sat on the sidelines because we're not going to riot in the streets. We're not going to cause problems. We're not going to attack people. We're not going to dress up like Antifa fascists, call ourselves Antifa, which is anti-fascist, yet go out and kill people because they do not agree with us.
Yeah.
So a lot of people sat on the sidelines because they did not realize how bad things were getting. But the Obama administration, 8 years of Obama, empowered the thugs, empowered lawlessness, put down police officers. Who can forget how Obama stood up with the thugs instead of standing up with police officers in Ferguson and in other places? So when you demonize your law enforcement agencies, and when you put down your country, and when you go on a tour across the world internationally apologizing for America and the sins of America, right now we ended up with a generation who basically adored Obama, young kids who do not understand the history of their nation, who are now in the streets, no guidance. There's a broken family. They're looking for fulfillment somewhere and acceptance, whether it's in the gangs, whether it's in drug, whether it's in the opioid that we are now overdosing on as a nation. They're looking for something. And so we ended up with the chaos we have today. And all of a sudden, people like us are waking up and saying, since when does Antifa run the streets? Since when Black Lives Matter, can't show up anywhere, attack the police, attack us? And the police are told to stand down.
Yeah.
Since then, MS-13 gang can roam our streets, kill American people, and nobody can say anything. Since when do we have, do illegal criminal aliens roam our streets, kill people like Kate Steinle just walking with her father, and then there's nothing can be done about it. Enough is enough. Time to rise. Time for those who love our country, who want to make a difference for America, who want to preserve America in the image our founding fathers envisioned it to be. Now is our time to not only be educated. We have a lot of education.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody listening to this video right now, they know the issues. They're very well informed. What people lack, Joe, is what can I do? Now that I'm informed, give me something to do. And what I do with RISE is I give people not only the problem, but what they can do to make a difference. Three things you can do under 10 minutes while sitting in your pajamas with a cup of coffee in front of your computer.
I love it.
A free speech, about immigration, about border control, about the enemies coming together, the left and the Islamists working together against America. Those types of tips.
No, I think that it's awesome. I want everybody to go and get this now. You can pre-order it. The book actually comes out on 9/11, which is an appropriate date for it to come out. Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. Her name is Brigitte Gabrielle. She's the president and founder of ActForAmerica.org. Make sure you go there as well. Brigitte, you hit on immigration. Now, I want to talk about the refugee situation in Minnesota specifically. There is a race going on there, Minnesota District 5, and it's in a very heavily Somali refugee area. The woman who is up for the Democrats, running for Keith Ellison's spot, he's running for Attorney General, if you can believe it, but the woman who's up for her for his spot on the Democrat side is radically left of him. I mean, she's somebody who is cool with female genital mutilation. She's somebody who says Israel has hypnotized the entire world, and she's unafraid to say it. She's somebody, because she's young and cute, can have these radical ideas. What are you seeing in our democracy when you have so many people coming from a place like Somalia who all believe in the same sort of thing value-wise? Are we in trouble in a district like that?
We are in trouble, not just in a district like that, but nationwide with these type of refugees and immigrants we are bringing in, but specifically refugees. Remember, the Somali community came in as refugees into the country.
Right.
Even though the war ended in Somalia, and you know, the elected official right now from Minnesota can go back and visit to a hero's welcome by the government, we're still taking them in. Why? What we're doing right now is we're bringing down our standards to accommodate people coming in from third world countries who are bringing with them their suspicions, their conspiracy theories, their hatred, their grudges, whatever, in their community, and their values. Believing that, sure, you can genitally mutilate a little girl because she deserves to be, because she's a girl. This is how you control her. And it's okay for a man to beat his wife because that's what men do. These are the type of values they are importing. Their hatred for Israel, it's universal in the Islamic world, and for a reason. It is based in the Quran. This is why it doesn't matter for a Muslim whether they are Somali, whether they are from Pakistan, whether they are from Palestine, even if they don't speak the same language, they share the same common hatred of Israel, and that's the reason why. In my book, I have a whole chapter on what's happening with Little Mogadishu, which is Somalia. It has become known, Minnesota, as Little Mogadishu. I mean, there are concentrations in areas, but people like her feel emboldened to say that because Who's going to stand up against her? Who's going to criticize her? Basically, in Minnesota, we have put enough refugees that they have a monopoly right now in Minnesota. They are a voting bloc. Elected officials are cozying up and catering to them.
Yeah.
There's enough of them to actually vote somebody like her into power. And that's why we need to change. In my book, I discussed the Pew Report and about the immigration that were coming here. We started starting in 1965 with the Seller Hart Act, when we changed our immigration quota and started opening our immigration to all the relatives of people who were here in the country,
right, chain
without
migration.
Actually vetting them, the chain migration, etc. A lot of people ended up in here. Do you know that the projections by 2065 that the immigrants and their descendants, those type of refugees that are here now, those people like her are expected to account to 88% of America's population growth?
Wow.
By 2065? The country is going to be transformed and is being transformed before our very eyes. That's the type of information that's discussed in the book.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying act now, rise, and become engaged.
Everybody's got to go and get it. It's Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. It's Brigitte Gabriel. Pre-order it right now. That's very important to do so. Comes out actually at 9/11. Last question, and I appreciate the time today, Brigitte. You talked about how we weren't rioting, we weren't shutting down major highways, and we weren't beating people who disagreed with us, because people like you and me and many of my listeners and viewers are all working. You know, we're all trying to make a dollar and, you know, advance for our families. We are waking up now, though. We're realizing that the radical left just aren't those that we laugh at, the bunch of hippies that we laugh at who are on drugs. They're actually in power now. Do we still have time to rise up and stop them from propagating what this is they've been working on for a century?
Yes, we can, if we come together and work together and network. The left is very organized and is very well funded. We are now trying to organize and trying to get funding.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, I'm all about action. And here's something important. Always remember, 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% of the indifferent.
Wow.
2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% indifferent. Be part of the passionate. What these leftists are showing up and organizing, it's not because they don't have jobs. It's because they are mothers who tell their girlfriend, watch my babies because I'm going to show up to a demonstration.
Yeah.
They are active. They're not sitting on the sidelines thinking, oh, somebody else is going to do it. Right now, we, the conservatives, have got to put our foot where our mouth is. We've got to walk our talk, and we've got to become engaged. And we don't have to show up and, you know, demonstrate and rally. What we can do is activate ourselves smartly in a way that it's effective to make a change. And I lay all that in the book. At the end of every chapter, there are points about every issue, what you can do to make a difference for the country.
Well, we need to rise. That's the name of the book, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. I hope that you sell a billion of them. It's very, very important. One of the most important books, certainly, that we've seen in time recently. Yeah, no, we hope that happens. Brigitte, we love you. We'll talk to you very soon. We're back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pag.
Hi, it's Motown Monday, the Joe Pag Show. 888-941-PAGS. Few things on the plate here. Brigitte Gabriel, brand new book called Rise. Go and get it. Your thoughts on what she and I just talked about. Certainly the Cornerstone Christian School, alleged controversy, which is not controversial. We'll certainly take your phone calls on that. Had some guy call before the bottom of the hour, who something about, Christianity is supposed to bring all people in and then, like, convert them or something. Again, this girl is a Muslim, and it was pretty respectful to say, you can come here, but we're going to try to convert you. What they said was, not that this would go against what you're being taught at home and what you believe at home. By the way, on the Cornerstone Christian School's website, it says, spiritual and academic requirements, one, at least one parent or legal guardian must be professing, practicing Christian. Second one is applicants grades 3rd through 12th must be able to give a fundamental statement of faith, i.e. who is Jesus, what is sin, etc. Expectations are based on child's developmental level. Applicants must be able to present recommendations from their pastor or Sunday school teacher or some other recognized spiritual authority per approval from administration. Also, statement on marriage, gender, and sexuality. We believe that God wonderfully and immutably creates each person as male or female. These two distinct complementary genders together reflect the image of nature and nature of God. And then there's a Genesis quote or passage. What's confusing here? It's a Christian school. And again, they have every right. People are still calling in on that. We'll take some phone calls on that in a second. Next hour, I'll give you my PAGS parody again. Before we get out of here for this hour, if we have time, and we may not, I'm going to try to get you some Trump tweets. You know, Carrie, I think that people like the Trump tweets.
I haven't done those in a while.
Well, I mean, I did it last Friday because you weren't here, I think. I think that's when I did it.
Okay.
But we'll try to get you some Trump tweets.
Oh, good.
He went on a bit of a Twitter storm yesterday, I guess. Brennan, we're CIA director, whatever. He goes through all that stuff. So yeah. We'll do some of that if we have time. All right, so we'll do that as well. Make sure you stick around for it. And we'll get your phone calls in a second. 888-941-PAGS. Got to remind you about Super Beets. You know, Super Beets helps you boost that great molecule, almost a miracle molecule, nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, it helps your circulation, helps your blood pressure, helps your blood flow. If you're losing energy, you're getting fatigued easier as you get older. It's probably because your circulation is slowing down and you want to help boost it a bit. Human makes Super Beets. They've harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more of this special molecule, nitric oxide. Core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body, and a teaspoon of Super Beets daily helps to support your cardiovascular health, your blood pressure levels, and all that. I take them in the morning. One teaspoon is all you need. Check it out. I want you to get real, healthy, natural energy. Call 800-516-8389 or go to joelovesbeets.com. Find out about getting a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. Again, 800-516-8389, or go to joelovesbeats.com. Do it right now. We go to the phone line, and the time remaining is going to be Oklahoma and Michael. Michael, what's going on?
Joe, you and Brigitte doing an excellent job.
Thank
just
you.
Wanted to give a foundation, scriptural foundation, which you did very well yourself. I'll point out another scriptural foundation for
sure.
What you were well pointing out is Jesus says, I come not to destroy the law, but to keep the law, every cross, T and dotted I. So there are rules. As you well pointed out, Joe, there are rules by which Christians, it's not a question of should conform, they must conform. As you well pointed out, Christianity is based on the conformity to Christ.
Right.
So if somebody is not going to conform to Christ, obviously they're not a Christian. And as you well said, Joe, you said so-called Christians, a person who does not accept Jesus' teaching, the teachings of the Old Testament, as much as the New Testament, cannot call themselves a Christian. And there were numerous times in the Old Testament, as we all know, where God said, do not allow this people to destroy my nation. In other words, if there is a group of people that would...
Michael, I've got to go.
God,
that's it, brother. I am out of time, but I appreciate you liking what we had to say. Appreciate Newsmax. We'll be back tomorrow. We continue on radio. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pag.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pag Show.
This is the Joe Pag Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Oh, yeah, glad to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks, the Joe Pag Show. Great radio stations all over the place. JoePags.com for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Live video feed is there as well. The Joe Pags Show for a Monday. Mo to the Town Monday. That is Carrie Lockie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Joe.
It's funny because people think that you do all my dirty work.
What do they mean by that?
Well, first of all, they think that you screen all the calls.
No, not me.
Wow, your face is 2 full seconds behind your voice now.
Dude, just turn it off.
Nope, leave it on.
It's too weird.
It actually looks better. So anyway, they think that you screen all the calls.
No.
They think that you're the one sending out all the Facebook messages.
No. Hey, I got another one, too. Two in one
day. And they think that you are the person who responds to my emails.
No.
I kid you not.
Really? None of that.
Well, is this really Joe Pags or is this his sidekick?
This is not me.
I'm always like, it's the sidekick.
He would. Yeah.
It's totally the sidekick.
You really hate it. She did.
Just call me Corn Dog. So, I've got some guy wrote me over the weekend. And by the way, we will have the Pags parody in a second. It'd be the Pags parody about ICE. How cruel it was for ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, to pick up a father just trying to get his pregnant wife to deliver their baby at the hospital. They picked him up and sent him to Mexico. They're cruel. They're horrible. Few details left out of the story by the left and legacy media. We'll get to that in a second. Guy writes me, and there's some big, long thing about, I tried to call you to tell you, blah, ba, dee, shabab, ba, doo, ba, da, and you censored me.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, I'm guessing you talked to Sam sometime last week when he called in and tried to get on the show, and he probably called in on a topic. Well, I know that he did on some topic that I wasn't talking about, and he kept on going on about it. And I just wrote back and said, nope, nobody censored you. Probably called in when I wasn't talking about that topic. How dare you? Writes me back. You censored me. Censor her First Amendment.
Dude.
And I was like, come on, dude. So I wrote him back and I said, yeah, again, nobody censored you. If you call in on the topic, I'm happy to take, you didn't want to take it because I differ from you.
Like, why are you still replying to this guy? He's not going to get it.
I try to be nice. I don't want to lose a listener. I don't know. The hell, we could use all the help we can get, right?
That's true.
Actually, the show is extremely highly rated. Sorry about that. But I wrote him back and I said, again, no censoring. Call in next time when we're talking about the topic. Be happy to take your call. Well, writes back, this cannot be Joseph Pagliarulo. Like, okay, that was going to be my first and last name, because that proves that he knows exactly, because I know that the Joseph Pagliarulo would never speak to a customer this way. This must be his sidekick. Because would treat people like that.
Oh my gosh. No, dude, I'm not answering the emails.
So I write back and I said, I'm not at liberty to say which one I am. So you probably are hated in that guy's house right now.
That's great. Yeah, thank you.
And I can't even remember what the topic was, to be honest with you. I can't.
Call on Free Speech Friday. Period. End of story.
Right. Hello. Boom.
Take your call.
Boom. Goes the dynamite. So you've got that. And then I had some lady write me Robin or something over on Twitter earlier. I tried to give you my ratings. Did you see this one?
No.
It's in the middle of all the stuff about the parody. And by the way, the parody was 162-1.
Wow, they love it.
So I'll play it again in a little while on ICE and how cruel ICE was. Later, I tried to give you my ratings, but after that disgusting disrespect you showed to Aretha Franklin last week, I just can't do it.
What?
And I'm going, what did I, how did I? Disgusting. Polo, did I disrespect Aretha Franklin last week and not know about it?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, Polo played a bunch of Aretha songs. We play Aretha every Friday.
We talked about how wonderful she was.
You didn't sing along with her songs, so I mean, you definitely didn't.
I did not, that would have been disrespectful had I tried that. So it turns out the person's problem is that I didn't know that Think was one of her early hits. On the show, I dared ask Polo, is that song originally from the Blues Brothers, or had she done it before that?
And I remember, and I looked it up, and yeah, she had done it earlier.
That was my disrespect. I showed disgusting disrespect for Aretha Franklin by not knowing. And I say, I'm a so-called former DJ. So, I mean, seriously.
People.
Don't waste your time trying to give me your rating if your rating is incumbent upon me knowing everything about anything that's ever happened, ever, anywhere, ever. Because I'm going to fail you.
It's a Monday.
I'm telling you, I'm going to fail you. So I just wrote back. I said, find a different show. I don't want you to listen to me.
There you go.
I'm begging you to stop listening to me.
Take your rating somewhere else.
Right. Take your ratings and shove them to that other station, is what I'm saying. All right. So a lot of people wrote in, called in about this parody. And I'll fill you in. The parody is about the story, purposely, in my opinion, misreported by the legacy media. ABC, CBS, NBC, by the way, carry credit where credit is due. NBC, one of the first outlets to correct it and say Mexican authorities say the man is wanted for homicide. Didn't say murder, said homicide. So I will give NBC its due. Although it loses its due when you realize Chuck Todd works for them. I'm just going to put that out there. Anyway, but NBC at least stepped up and got it right. ABC still has the fallacious story on there, or the misleading story. And then you get the organizations like RAISES that only care about people who are not from this country, who speak a different language or something. It's very strange, that organization. I'm here to tell you that the story was reported incorrectly, and a lot of you still might be under the incorrect impression. Story was told that a man pulled over at a gas station while taking his wife to the hospital to deliver their baby. Like, it was so urgent that he had to stop, I guess, at a gas station. And was arrested by ICE, taken into custody, and his wife, this was the part that really sealed it. She had to drive herself to the hospital, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they left out the part that he was wanted for murder in Mexico. Yes. The Mexican authorities asked us to do them a favor and get him. They did. And they left out the fact that she wasn't in labor. She was perfectly fine. They had a scheduled C-section. Now, when you add those two pieces of information, any news organization worth its weight in dirt should know, let me correct this, fix it, add to it, and change the headline, for God's sake. The headlines still say the same thing. But they didn't. They left the headline. And the story just sort of quietly went away. Rice, of course, still has this on its Twitter page, as if, for some reason, it's still a valid story. What is this now? Somebody about disrespecting somebody? Oh, somebody is supporting me that I didn't disrespect Aretha Franklin. Thank you. My Twitter people will have my back, Gary. Well, of course they did. We played her music the whole day.
I know. There was no disrespect. None.
We were praying the whole week that she pulled through. We started talking about it as soon as we found out about it. So, I mean, the whole thing was very odd. In fact, people gave me a hard time because it was a week ago today that she was still in grave condition. Mm-hmm. And they were mad that I wasn't playing her on Motown Monday. And I explained that she wasn't on Motown, the label. But anyway, so there you go. So Rices and others, Huffington Post, they were all doing hashtag abolish ICE. They were all doing cruel, disgusting, horrible, cruel. The word cruel was used a lot when it came to misreporting this story. So I couldn't help myself. I had to go there. I had to go to the king. You really shouldn't be cruel when this poor murderer, or alleged murderer.
You who know that guy was found.
Taking his wife to the hospital.
Getting some gasoline. Ice Stanley came around.
Uh-huh.
Man, those guys are mean. So cruel.
So cruel, those ice people.
To arrest that dude. Baby was on the way. C-section was planned. They made a pit stop. Then ICE grabbed her man. It's so cruel. They picked up that dude.
Come on now, bridge me.
The media lied about it. Like he'd done nothing wrong. Were they smoking a bong?
Were they smoking a bong? I think they were.
Turns out he's wanted for murder. Down in Mexico.
Imagine that.
They took a bad guy off the streets. The media had to know. The outrage was faux.
Fake outrage. Fake news.
He'll now face the music. You can say bye-bye. They all lied.
Come on now.
Oh, and the little lady wasn't in labor.
Labor.
The media acted like she'd have that kid right on the floor. The media tool knew it wasn't true.
Bring me home.
They just wanted us to believe racism was happening by the police.
One more time.
It's not cruel to arrest that fool. ICE is cool. They took out that fool. I don't want that guy among us. It's our safety that I'm thinking of.
Come on now. Short, sweet, to the point, not even 2 minutes long. A little Elvis for you, a little something-something on a Monday. Why not?
I love it.
Why the hell not?
I love it.
One guy, the parody sucked. Everybody else?
There's always one in the crowd. Yeah. Top five, really?
Top five.
Okay.
And the one guy with the key on hitting the home runs. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. Certainly hear from you on this, without a doubt. Did you hear what Al C. Hastings had to say about the president and the Potomac?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we got a little of that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to that. But we'll come back, and I'll ask you for that story, because I think people should hear that story. And we'll ask the question we like asking. How would you react if we said that about Obama?
There would be a problem.
How do you think Al C. Hastings would react if people said the same exact thing about Obama? I mean, you're the news person, and still, I think that you would agree that people would freak out.
Yes, they would. Very much so.
All right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. We're coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Daya. Motown Monday. That's how we do. All right, glad to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show. Let me remind you how to get a hold of the program. And keep in mind, this is how it works. And I want to be, Karen, I'm going to give him some inside baseball.
Oh, goody. They like that.
When you write me an email, if you like the response, it's from me. If you don't, Carrie did it.
No.
When you
if
go
they
to my
don't, Carrie, it's still done. From
I'm
you.
Not, I'm not done. I'm not right in the middle of something here.
Okay.
Come on.
But tell them
it's
the truth.
National Radio Day. Okay. Show some respect.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
What does that mean, National Radio Day?
I don't know.
Is that for us? Is that for people like you, Paul, and me, and Sam?
Yeah. So happy is that what this, National Radio Day.
Man, right back at you. Happy.
Yeah,
did you make a cake?
Did you, I did not.
Buy me a present?
No. Did you buy me one?
Well, I'm sure you didn't buy me a present. Well, I think I take care of you people. But at the end of the day, my birthdays just keep on coming and going. Christmas keeps on coming and going. I still do have that gift card, though, from Best Buy.
I know. That's
ago.
Why we don't. I mean, you haven't even spent
anymore?
It. I don't know.
Okay,
you know how long
this.
Ago
watch
that
this.
Was?
Watch this, Miss Lion Liar. Hey, Polo, is that why you don't get me a gift? Because I didn't spend the one from 7 years ago?
Sure.
You lie. Such a lie. Come on, man.
Did you ever wear the shirt that I got you that one time?
Probably not.
I just want to be honest. This is an honest question. What shirt did you get me?
Well, I want to say it was the one that said something about beans being a musical fruit.
Oh, I doubt I wore that. No. No. But I have lived it.
This
that's
is
any
true.
Consolation.
This is true.
I do live that.
This is true.
I'm guessing the more you eat, the more you toot, something like that.
Something like that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm pretty good at the rhymes when it comes to gas. But now for my birthday, I did though, and I haven't given you guys a shirt yet. I got the Joe Pags Show shirts.
Did you really?
Oh yeah, Sam was like, now Sam, were you the person behind that? Was it everybody behind that? Who made that decision?
I am actually not sure. I don't remember.
Were you not involved in that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, why are you laughing? They had to have gotten the logo from you. I doubt they just pulled it out of their face. Sam is not able to respond right now. She's laughing or something, and I don't know why.
I was taking a phone call. I'm sorry.
Okay, take the phone call, I guess. All right, so I got the Joe Pags Show shirts.
Oh,
and
cool.
I'm not offering them for sale. Please do not contact me for these shirts. I didn't get that many. I'm going to give to Polo. I'm going to give to Carrie. I'm going to give to some other people that I've already got in mind in the building and at some radio stations. But I don't have enough to sell them. Now, I've asked this question 30 times before. Is there enough interest, do you think, from our listeners
and our viewers
to have these shirts?
Yes, I really do. I want to see a picture of them. I didn't know. That's really cool.
Well, Sam, why do you have to type that to me? Why can't you say it?
Well, Mom, it was actually Mom's idea, but I did design the shirt, so...
Well, of course you did. Why do you say you don't remember? I don't remember.
I thought you were talking about your party.
A, your mother isn't listening. She stopped listening 18 years ago, so let's not worry about that. That's the first thing.
True.
B, of course you had the logo. Sam actually made the logo, like, you know, several years ago. Mm. So, they're nice. I'm going to give you guys a shirt. Now, there are some shirts that have the gigantic Joe Pags Show logo, and there are some that have the little tiny one. I like have a golf shirt that's got a small one over the, I think they're nice.
Wow. I can't wait to see them.
I think they're good
them.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So I am going to, even though it's not your birthday and you guys don't deserve squat because you get me nothing, I'm going to, for National Radio Day, give you guys a shirt.
Oh, that's so nice. Now, when do we actually get them though?
Yeah, whenever I get around to it. How about this? Don't push. Don't be pushy. How about that?
All right.
So again, JoePags.com. Facebook, if you like the comments, they're on Facebook. I wrote them. If you don't, it's Carrie.
No.
Email, if you get a nasty email back, it's 100% Carrie.
No.
And normally, it'll be signed a CD for Corn Dog. And then on the Twitter, if you don't like what I say on Twitter, that's 100% Carrie. If you like what I say on Twitter, retweet it, and it's me all the way. But a lot of people are getting, they're starting to get into this chat message thing. Click on Facebook, like the page, click on send message, you'll be signed up for the messages. Now, I got a bunch of new ones today. One guy got the message before the show, and his response really did make me think it's working. He said, and I don't know what this means in this kid's lingo, but he said, WTF is this. So I felt good about, I think that means wonderful to friends.
No, it says it's wonderful. Thanks, friend.
Yes. That's what I thought.
Oh, there you go.
Very happy to get my chat message, which
that's
I was
so
proud
nice.
to bring his way. All right, if you can, bring me that story about Alcee Hastings. I guess he's a congressman out of Florida. He told a funny, funny joke the other day. I think it was hilarious.
And from IJR, while speaking at a Democratic rally in Sunrise, Florida, Representative Alcee Hastings retold a joke about the difference between a crisis and a catastrophe that involved President Donald Trump. According to Hastings, the joke was told by Ari Silver, the son of former Florida state legislator and Rabbi Barry Silver, while working in Palm Beach County. Do you know the difference between a crisis and a catastrophe? And no held their hands, so Ari answered for us, Hastings recalled. He says a crisis is if Donald Trump falls into the Potomac River and can't swim. And he says a catastrophe is if is anybody who saves his bleep. The crowd then roared with laughter. Hastings also took a jab at Trump's state of mind during the rally. And the Sun Sentinel reports Hastings further said if Robert Mueller's special counsel won't bring Trump down, then Stormy Daniels will. Last week, the poster for Pearl Jam's concert for Senator John Tester supporters showed a Washington, D.C. in flames with Trump's corpse in the foreground being picked clean by an American bald eagle.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
It's awesome. Hmm. So Alcee Hastings said something that you never could have said about President Obama, and you probably couldn't have said it about any president before Donald Trump. For some reason with Donald Trump, you can say that he should drown the Potomac, and that's cool. I did spend a lot of time this weekend seeing whatever was trending on Twitter, and I responded to whatever the trend was. I would include the trend, and I would say, and Pearl Jam sucks. So, yeah, Pearl Jam supported that picture of the bald eagle picking the corpse of Donald Trump clean for some reason. And I guess that's just cool. In this day and age, that's cool. Quick break. When we come back, your phone calls, 888-941-PAGS. How would people react to people saying that about Obama when he was in office? Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags.
Take a look under your...
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, all the social media there, he said. Joe Pags coming your way. Do I have the actual video of this or not? I guess I do. Carrie, you know of Al Sharpton, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I mean...
You must play that audio.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what am I supposed to make of this guy?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to make of him? I'm going to see if I can show this to the people on the stream too. I'm not sure I get it. I mean, was he kidding?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll just give you a little Al Sharpton. I don't know.
He's barking like a dog.
He choked like a dog. Choked like a dog. Choked like a dog.
We've seen you employ people, expect unwavering loyalty, teach them tricks and give them treats for a job well done, like, oh, 6 figures worth of hush money to silence an alleged affair, for example. But the moment they deviate from their good behavior and fail to fetch, you publicly condemn them or Twitter with animalistic slurs. Steve Bannon was, quote, dumped like a dog. You tweeted after he was fired. Sally Yates, you said she choked like a dog during her Senate.
Is it me or is Al Sharpton, you know, not have a high road to go on to talk like this? Al Sharpton has a history of saying the most disgusting things about people. And if you look back into his history about Jews and about some fire somewhere in New York, I mean, this guy is not a guy with clean hands. What the hell is he talking about?
Testimony on the Russia investigation and now Amarosa. That doesn't include all those outside your orbit you've hit with a canine cutdown. Like when you referred to black NFL players as sons of, well...
No, actually, he was referring to anybody who kneels down, not black NFL players. This guy needs to get his head out of his ass. Come on, let's get to the good part.
Female dogs. But I think you might have learned a lesson this week. Sometime the dog bites back with a book deal. And while we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real, well, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
What was that?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. What?
R-E-S.
Words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
What the hell is respect?
Never heard of respect.
Karen, am I hearing him wrong? Am I misunderstanding what he's saying?
No, I don't think
some
so.
Some R-E-S-P-I-C-T. And the next time.
Okay.
You get a black woman.
Okay, a black woman. Okay. Got to show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T. Do I have to say anything?
No. No.
What was it that he said a few years ago, right? And something we much?
Oh, my God.
Resist we much.
Yeah.
He said resist. We have to resist. Resist we much. And he just nailed it. Look at it. I don't understand. I don't get it. R-E-S-P-I-C-T. What it means to me. Respect when you get home. It would have been a whole different song, I think.
It would, yeah. It wouldn't make much sense.
I think it just would have taken on a whole different thing. Carrie, have you got the story about the ice cream flavor? Can you help me understand why this is an ice cream flavor?
I can't, but I will give you the story.
Okay, I'll give it to me in a second. Let me grab this call from Tiffany in Arkansas, and then we'll get the story about the ice cream flavor, because when I'm thinking about ice cream, that's a topic I'm thinking about.
But okay.
Let me think about that procedure.
Different.
Grab me some ice cream. Let me go to Tiffany in Arkansas. Tiffany, what's going on?
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Tiffany.
How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
I'm well, and I hope Carrie is too. Wait to Rick roll me, please, at the end.
Okay, fine.
And Sam is pretty awesome as well, and I love your show.
Thank you.
And everybody on it.
Thank you.
Listen, I listen to you every day, iHeartRadio. Why aren't you in Little Rock?
Oh, I don't know. Tell Little Rock to put me on. What the hell's their problem?
I have no idea.
No, okay. Seriously. No, this is honestly the way it works. I'm going to let you in on a little inside baseball. Radio stations listen to listeners. Radio stations listen to what people want. I think a lot of times listeners think to themselves, that's not going to make any difference if I call them. Call them. Tell Little Rock you want some Joe Pags on there. And who knows? Maybe one day down the road they'll put us on. I think I might be on there on the weekend, but I don't think they run my Monday through Friday show. And I'd love to be on there, but it's a really busy time slot. And hearing from somebody like you might help.
Well, I will do my darndest.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And I'll tell you, I started listening to you guys. I know you say it takes a couple of weeks, but after one time, Andy Dean was here about 4 years ago, and you happened to fill in for him. I don't know how that works.
Well, what happened was they took my show for a whole year. So I was on all of those stations for about a year, and then they made another move and did something else, and then I ended up going into syndication myself. So, yeah, you actually heard us there for a long time.
I never found it. I was listening to 95.9. I don't know what the letters are.
And it only took a day? One day you knew?
One day. I was at my mom's house cleaning her pool.
You're good.
For maybe 2 hours, and I was like, I'm hooked.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. All right, so what's on your mind today? Is it about Pearl Jam? I think Pearl Jam sucks. What do you think?
Well, I listened to you talking about it, but I heard it a couple of days on another station, Morning Time. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And they said that it was either, and I know you don't like non-facts, it's either a drummer or a guitarist from Pearl Jam helped design that.
Right.
And when I heard that, it disgusts me because I really like Pearl Jam.
Well, Pearl Jam was asked about it, and they said, we stand behind the art and the artist because it's free speech. So I responded on Twitter and I said, well, I get it. That's your free speech. Here's my free speech. Pearl Jam sucks. So I responded that way for an entire day to anything anybody said. Pearl Jam sucks.
I dig it. Would it be too much to ask to do a parody on a Pearl Jam song?
You know, you people ask a lot of me. You people ask a lot of me. Carrie, I don't think, can I do it or not? What do you think?
Oh, I think you should.
Well,
yes.
I don't know if you want to promote them.
Well, no, it wouldn't be promoting them. I'd be making fun of them, so it wouldn't be a promotion. That's for sure. I'll think about it. I gotta be honest. I can't name a Pearl Jam song right now if I had to. So to be honest, I don't really know them. that much. I do know that they suck because of the painting, but I'll look into it. I'm not averse to doing something stupid. Why not?
I love it, and I'll ask Polo, either Even Flow or Jeremy would be great.
Okay.
But I want to tell you my favorite of all, 100% tag parody, Sticks Not a Gun.
Well, Stick Is Not a Gun was pretty great. I have to be honest with that one. All right. Liz and Tiffany, we love you. Hold on a second. Hold on. Well, that for you. You don't call my show and say hi to Carrie up front. That's something you don't do.
Still, she liked the show after 2 hours. You still going to Rickroll that sweet woman?
Absolutely. Look, she expected it. If I did not Rickroll her, we might have lost her as a listener.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
I don't know if that's true or not. No, Stick Is Not a Gun was a good one. That was about a North Carolina 5-year-old who was in trouble. She picked up a stick off the ground, and she was pretending to be a guard of the king and queen, and she was pretending that the stick was a gun. And I did the parody, Stick Is Not a Gun. And I think that the song would have fallen flat, but I did do the pew, pew, pew. Bullets fired. Yeah. So I think that's what made it work. All right. If you can, give us the story about this ice cream. Really makes me want to have some ice cream.
Yeah. This is from The Blaze. If you're fortunate enough to live in Portland, Oregon, you can try the very first abortion-themed ice cream flavor, courtesy of pro-abortion organization NARAL. That's right. NARAL Pro-Choice Oregon has teamed up with Portland Creamery, What's the Scoop, to create a unique ice cream flavor, which they say will help defend reproductive freedom. They've dubbed the flavor Rocky Roe v. Wade, a play on the famous flavor Rocky Road. Customers interested in the dessert can purchase a pint for $9.50. The ice cream has been on sale since August 13th, and it'll be available for purchase until August 26th. Other flavors are available during the sale, including brown butter, almond brittle, vegan, chocolate sorbet, Bay and honey vanilla. Half of all proceeds will benefit NARAL Pro-Choice Oregon, the organization said. It's not clear why the group chose this time frame to sell their dessert. However, it's likely they intended the sale to coincide with the Senate hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who is anti-abortion.
You know, it makes a lot of sense to me, to be honest with you.
How so? Ice cream?
Hey, honey.
Abortion.
Gather up the kids. Just saw an abortion story on the news and I want some ice cream. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. You know what the thing is? Idiots will now go and buy that ice cream.
Yes.
Woo! I'll take some abortion cream.
Yeah.
Come on, Carrie.
I know.
The hell is going on here?
Rocky Roe v. Wade.
You know what's funny? Everybody, like Alyssa Milano, who, by the way, was great in Commando.
And who's the boss?
I can't not say that every single time. You know what I mean? She was great in Commando. Man, she was great as an 8-year-old actress. It was crazy good. Mm. Get down, they're coming. So, and she dove down, really did it.
Wow.
She put out some picture. Do you see this picture on Twitter?
Yes, I did. Yeah. She's now become a meme on social media.
Is she wearing a bonnet? What is she wearing?
Well, I think it's from The Handmaid's Tale.
I don't know what that is. I'm not a chick. I'm not supposed to know what that is. I'm a man. I'm a manly man.
I've never seen the show.
Something called The Handmaid's Tale?
A Handmaid's Tale, yeah.
What does that mean?
I've never seen it. Let me...
You're a woman. You should know this crap. I wish it on
there is, let's see. Yeah, it's a dystopian web TV series. It's based on a book. But I've never... Yeah.
She's wearing a bonnet. She's holding a sign. So, what is it? What is
it?
Oh,
here's the deal.
Oh,
okay, because the plot features a dystopian future following a second American Civil War, wherein a totalitarian society subjects fertile women called handmaids into childbearing servitude. That's what the show is about.
Come on, man. Come on, Carrie.
Yeah.
Did you see the stupid picture?
I did. Yeah. I
don't know who the guy is, but some dude photoshopped his own face inside of the bonnet, and he had a beard. It was pretty hilarious.
I don't know who the guy was.
But, I mean, does she think that people take her seriously, or is she just living in a fantasy
land?
No,
I think she thinks that people are taking her seriously.
Stop it.
She may be running for
now you're making crap
soon.
Up. Okay, simple question. We'll do... Hey, Sam, this is the first time that you'll be doing a lightning round. What that means is the people call in, just put them right through, okay? And they'll have 10 seconds to just give me a quick comment. Here's the question of the night. When you think about abortion, does it make you want ice cream? 888-941-7247. 888-941-PAGS. We're back after this. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags.
Di, great to have you. It is a Motown Monday edition of the Joe Pags Show. I just got a note from Sam during the break, Carrie. She said, I love these people. You better keep your finger close to the dumb button.
Oh. Dumb button.
I'm just here to help out. It's the dump button with a P. And now, Sam, I know it that you said, well, I meant dump. No, you didn't, because B and P are nowhere near each other on the keyboard.
Okay, whatever. Okay.
You thought it was the dumb button. And it might as well be. I mean,
totally
it could be.
I had a typo.
If I really had a dumb button, come on, we wouldn't hear half of what Carrie says. What?
Wow.
What? That's just me.
You went there.
What?
Ooh, dang. That was cold.
That's the dumb button. I have the dumb button, actually. Cold. How was it cold? Listen, welcome back. How did Friday go? You get a good long weekend?
I did, as a matter of fact, yeah.
The rest of us were all working.
Needed.
You know why we were working? Because every ear listening right now relies on it.
Yes. And you care about the people. I know. You love the people.
Not only do I care about the people, looking out for the people, I'm thinking right now I might take caller five and give them your shirt.
No, I want the shirt. I want my Joe Pag Show shirt.
Oh, you would not even wear
it.
You would not wear that shirt.
Yes, and on camera, too. I will, yes.
Oh, come on.
I'll wear it.
We should all wear the Joe Pag Show shirts on camera one day. That'd
be
something.
We should, yes. I look like Twinkie.
I just have to see if I have a small that I can put on for one of these.
Please don't. No.
I'm going to put on,
a small. You don't need a small. You don't need a medium. You don't need a medium. No. No one wants to see
what
that.
What size do I have to wear? Oh, decider
extra,
of the
extra
sizes
large.
Of shirts. I'm not wearing an extra, extra large.
Yes.
To show this form off, man.
No.
I'm in there working it.
No. No one wants to see that.
I think
that.
That's rude.
I don't
forget it.
See that,
Sam, forget it. Don't worry about picking up the shirts.
Come on.
Okay.
I've already had people contact me. They want the shirts, Carrie. What am I supposed to do now?
I'm telling you, you know, yes. They want the shirts. They want the coffee mugs, bumper stickers. They should do it all.
Okay, we're not doing any of that other stuff. Stop. Why are you starting trouble? Are you going to make them?
Well, no. I would take a coffee mug, though. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, so now you want a shirt and a coffee mug.
Shirt and a coffee mug.
Mm-hmm. Serious question. What exactly have you done to deserve any of that? Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Why do you think so mean to me, man?
The answer is you put up with me for all these years. All right.
Hello.
Let me remind you about Newsmax TV. By the way, it's about ready to blow like a volcano. I don't know if you heard about this. That's what Jerome Corsi says of the Mueller investigation of President Trump. Corsi, the famous investigative author of Killing the Deep State. Killing the Deep State is already number one on Amazon and New York Times. This book first blew the lid off of the FBI cover-up of the political witch hunt against President Trump. You need to get a copy. Of course, he's Killing the Deep State. It's at bookstores everywhere. Newsmax TV is America's new conservative news channel. I watch it all the time. In fact, I don't know if you heard, I'm on it Monday through Friday. It's got great contributors like Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, Pat Buchanan, many others. Newsmax TV is on DirecTV, Channel 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615. Again, DirecTV, Channel 349, Dish 216, UVerse Channel 220 or 1220, and Fios 615. Don't forget to contact your cable company if you don't get Newsmax TV. Tell them you want it, and you want it right now. Newsmax TV, get there right now. All right, we don't really have time to cover this because we're just about out of time, but remind me of this tomorrow. In South Africa, the government is nationalizing farms.
Mm-hmm.
But from white farmers, and they're actually taking, like by force, taking farmers' land, just taking it and taking it over. It reminds me of what happened in Venezuela. It reminds me of what happens in every socialist/communist country. It's never successful. I mean, it's successful in killing people and taking their stuff, but then it never really works out in the end. But this is something that not many people in the media are even talking about. We'll circle back to that tomorrow. Let's do some pop culture. Hey!
Dirty Pop.
Hi, Polo, what's happening?
So have you seen this issue that's been going on with Nicki Minaj and this other rapper named Travis Scott?
The only thing I saw was that Nicki was trending and I didn't find out why.
Okay, so Travis Scott, he's a rapper, and I guess they were battling for who was going to be number one on the Billboard charts. Well, Travis Scott is the father of Kylie Jenner's baby. And I guess she tweeted out some, I guess, some picture, and it was of like a tour pass or something like that. And I guess they were saying it's for all of the fans, I guess, to get him and whatever, and that would increase his sales, and which it did. And so Nicki Minaj got upset. Now she's complaining that they're doing stuff illegally, and she's just making a big, you know, complaint about it. It's crazy.
My vote is that whole thing is very, very stupid.